Time to change our attention now to talk about something called Soldiers to Summits. It's a program of No Barriers USA, whose mission is to unleash the potential of the human spirit. Mountain climbing is a tough thing, and many people do it. It's sort of them against the mountain. You know, why do you climb the mountain? Because it's there, and it's taking veterans on a mountain climb of Mount Whitney in California. And to talk about that is David Cherna, Executive Director of No Barriers USA, and also one of the participants, Marine Brian McPherson, who's from Athens, Ohio. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. We're excited to share our story.
So let's, I guess, start with you, David, about the No Barriers in this Soldiers to Summits. Where does this idea come from to do something like this?
Well, No Barriers believes that in teaching people that what's within you is stronger than what's in your way. And so the Soldiers to Summits program was actually launched by a famous team of mountaineers who helped bring the only blind person to summit Mount Everest, Eric Weinmayer, up to the top of Everest just over 10 years ago. And they started Soldiers to Summits at the 10-year anniversary of that climb in order to give back in a powerful way to those who had served our country.
Obviously, people just can't go out and climb a mountain. Is there training involved here?
Yeah, there's extensive training. It takes place over the course of about 4 months. We're out here in Colorado just finishing our second training session, and it's both physical and mental training. And I'll turn it over to Brian to tell you a little bit about that training.
Yes, hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Brian.
The training is very vigorous. I'm currently an elite competitive triathlete as well, so that training has helped me kind of transition over on to be a mountaineer and some of the training that we're doing here. So that kind of fitness of high-level endurance has really helped me kind of grow and make myself even a better athlete here on the mountain.
On a personal level, though, what does it do for you as far as what you feel you can accomplish, the issues that you may be dealing with after serving in the military? How does that impact your life?
So Soldiers of Summits has really helped me transition even more as a civilian. So I've got the opportunity to come here and be around a lot of men and women that I have served with. So, and I get to see how they have worked and struggled to overcome obstacles themselves transitioning into the civilian sector. So I'm able to kind of learn from everyone else, you know, learn from my brothers and sisters on ways that they have adapted to, you know, live their life as a civilian again. And that's really hard. And through the information and just being on a mountain and learning from people that have climbed mountains for years, and the obstacles that they've overcome, you know, they share that with us, and that's just a great opportunity for me to learn and to see, you know, what I'm capable of outside of just swimming, biking, or running, or the everyday just walking around in between campus. And that's a really big piece that I've learned thus far just in the training, too, so I'm excited to see what's going to happen on our mission to Whitney.
Brian, thank you, first of all, for your service. And when did you serve, and have you had a chance to get back to Athens, Ohio?
Yes, I have. Actually, I'm a student at Ohio University right now, so I'll be a senior this year. And I served from 2006 until 2012.
David, talk about the special significance of the time when you reached the summit of Mount Whitney this year.
Sure. Well, the Mount Whitney program, first of all, I wanted to just mention that it's really made possible by the generous support of Wells Fargo. And we picked the September 11th time frame as obviously we all know how significant that date is in our country, and we wanted to have a summit that really inspired hope and vision for the future on a day that means so much to so many of us.
How were the climbers selected to participate in this Soldiers to Summits?
Very competitive selection process, actually. We recruited soldiers we recruited applicants from across the United States. Some hear about it through the Wells Fargo branches. Some hear about it through military services that they're currently working with. And they had to apply via written application, provide references, go through an interview process. And only after that were we able to select our top candidates.
How many people are actually going up?
So they're going to be a team of 14 wounded veterans on this particular expedition, and then a large support crew. And then in addition to that, we've got teams of folks all across the United States who are walking with the soldiers. And so though there's only 14 walking up to the top of the summit, we hope to have thousands involved.
You know, Brian, many times as someone in the, if you're in the military, you have a camaraderie, you have people you're relying on. Maybe when you come back to the States, you feel maybe a little isolated. Does this kind of team kind of reinvigorate you and kind of connect you to your past in a way?
Yes, it does, actually. And that's one of the reasons that made me really drive to put in myself in as an applicant for Soldiers of Summits, because that's a big piece of what they're about, is that camaraderie and bringing together people from all the different branches. And that's really something that's near and dear to my heart, is to be able to connect with these people immediately. Like you, your brothers and sisters, they just know. They know what you've been through, and they can kind of relate to that. So you feel like you want to share more about your life versus someone that you don't know, and they can't even relate. They don't understand what it's like and what you've gone through. And so that's a phenomenal piece of what Soldiers of Summit has given me just in these first two trainings.
Speaking of the trainings, how did the training here compare to basic training or the skills you've learned as a Marine? It's different but similar. What sort of skills are you able to apply, and what have you learned also?
I've learned a lot in these trainings, but the teamwork piece, I was a squad leader in Iraq, so that kind of transitioned here to where I'm with a group of 13 other individuals, and I know how to also help to lead at times, and I also know at times when I need to be that Indian that just follows. So I think that's a really good piece that I've been able to transition here to. And just knowing that I have to look after everyone and knowing that they're looking after me as well, because a lot of other men and women here are also leaders as well. So, and they've been in that role in the military. So the Marines has given me a lot, and I'm very grateful for that. And I've told a lot of people that it's going to take a lot for me to reach the goals and obstacles that I've overcome while I was in the Marines. To do that in the civilian sector is going to be very difficult for me. The Marines gave me so much that I feel like that's the greatest thing I've done with my life thus far.
How does your family feel about what you're doing?
My family is very supportive of everything that I've done. My mother and father, they're really good people, and they're really excited for me. And, you know, they're jealous a little bit, but they should be. So I feel very good about this. I'm really, really excited. Just sitting here talking to you makes me excited for September 1st to be here.
We're talking with Brian McPherson, U.S. Marine veteran, participating in the Soldiers to Summits program. David Cherna, Executive Director of No Barriers USA. So is September 1st the day when you start the climb, David? Is that how that works? Is that the schedule?
Yeah, that's right. So September 1st is the start of the climb, and we're hoping to summit on September 11th. And you can follow along the journey at s2s2014.org and see how everyone is doing, and even participate and walk with the soldiers in your hometown.
So with mountain climbing these days and technology, there's social media that can connect and kind of get a little bit more insight into what's happening then, I suppose.
Precisely. So we hope, pending weather conditions and everything, to be sending live updates from the field on a daily basis so that people can really connect with this journey.
Well, Brian, good luck with your climb and with your journey as well as it continues on after being in the Marines. And David, thanks for the program. Again, if people want to find out more, it's s2s2014.org is a place to check it out. David, Brian, thanks for sharing the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.